What's up, people? Sorry I'm a little bit late. What's going on, people? Running a little bit behind schedule. Damn, my notes went off. Running a little bit behind schedule. We're on live. A little Wi-Fi issue, a windy day here in the DMV. Don't know what's going on, but I'm glad we got people logging on here. Somehow my notes, the Wi-Fi is a little bit behind, but we're gonna get this show going. Excited. First of all, it's Friday night. We should all be having a great time. I wanna thank Brenda Freeze and thank our guests from last week. Great show on Tuesday, not last week, but Tuesday. Great show having those guys on. Can't thank Brenda enough. I saw your latest TikTok, Brenda. The Tootsie Slide was really, really nice. Tell the boys I said what's up. And then obviously having Yannick Ngakoue on. It was great to have Yannick come through. I'm looking forward to tonight's show. We got some big time people. Have a lot of fun. Send your questions in. I see all the people coming in. Los from DC. I see you, Carlos. Great to see you joining us tonight. Will Francis, what's up? Now I have the names on the side, so we can do this here from the side here. Again, I can't thank everybody enough for coming on. Tonight's gonna be a great show. Once again, if you missed out the last time and you wanna check out the show again, we're on the NBC Sports Washington platform. Through this together, our Under Armour partners, can't thank them enough for helping sponsor this show. I'm excited about it tonight. You hear my Friday night just got paid playing in the background. We want to get into the show tonight. So again, send questions in between our two guests. We'll take a couple of questions. So keep coming on, man. We're excited. Again, this is just raw, uncut. We're talking DMV. We're talking sports. This isn't your normal show. It's not a, we don't have it already scripted. It's kind of just a couple of people talking on the phone Friday night. We got Instagram Live. And tonight's show, we got some real, real special people coming on. I think we should get right into the show. Any thoughts about that? What you guys think? I see you, Megan Morley. We got Megan in the house from our nutrition staff. Great to have you join us. My man, B-Ball Jr., Jeff Turch, if you need opening monologue jokes. You're right, I can get some jokes in there. What kind of jokes you want? Send them in. We got my man, The Hendo. They're ready to go, dude. I think it's time to go. Okay. We'll get started here, all right? First of all, look, I'm always excited to talk to all our guests. Like I told you, this show is something I just came up with as a way to connect with friends, family, supporters, any and everybody that we can get to come on. Our first guest is a guy that I've got the utmost respect for. I used to think that I was Mr. DC and Mr. Washingtonian, but this guy has been a part of building a program that I've had the chance to watch. You know, growing up, the Baltimore team was the team we had, and then in 05, we were able to get our own baseball team. This was a guy that, no matter where I was, I always followed my Nats once we got a baseball team, and in 2019, they brought us a championship home. The guy's a two-time All-Star, silver glove guy, silver, did everything. I mean, anybody that knows Ryan Zimmerman knows the type of what he represents in terms of not just the Nationals, but this area, and has done so much in the community. So with that, let's bring on the National. Let's go, what are you doing back there? He's not on yet. A beer's back there cutting me, telling me he's not on yet, so I'll keep going with a few things here. I grew up in the southwest section of the city where they built Nat Stadium. That area of town is the area I grew up in, so it was great when I came back home and saw that we built a stadium right there in my backyard, basically. And again, you know, the opportunity to be able to talk with the two guests we have tonight, Ryan Zimmerman. We've got Tua Tagovailoa coming on as well. Again, we got a few technical difficulties. We're going to make it work. We're going to make it work. But again, you look here. I'm going to go through this guest as we try to get Ryan connected here. But Ryan, again, was drafted in 05 by the Nationals from their inception. He's been a part of the Nats program. He's a two-time All-Star. He won the Golden Glove. was a Silver Slugger, and of course the World Series championship that we most recently won here. And for me, I can remember just following their ride, because if you think back to the national season, this was a team that was below 500 and just a remarkable job they did in the second half. And obviously a lot of that has to do with leadership, and knowing that this guy's been with our program from the inception, provided tremendous leadership. I'm trying to kill time, people. I'm not a TV person, so bear with us as we continue to work through the difficulties. He should be coming on here pretty soon. So just stick with me. If you got questions, here's what I'll do. If you got questions, I've got my iPad here. Send in some questions as we continue to work to get them in. If not, maybe we bring two on first. Abir, what do you think? Because two is available.
Two?
Yeah, let's do it. What you guys think? You guys bring two on? Let's bring two on first.
What's up, everyone?
Are you good now? You pulled over. You're not driving, right?
I'm good.
All right, so let me do this. I got to give you a formal introduction. First of all, we got to thank Tua Tagovailoa for coming on. I got a laundry list of accolades to talk about this guy. College football national champion, 2018, Heisman Trophy runner-up in 18, and that's on me. I didn't allow you to stay in the game and finish off those stats, because we were doing a great job by the halftime. He did win the Maxwell Award, the Walter Camp Award, was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, a consistent All-American, one of my favorite players, and I've had a ton of guys that I've had opportunity to coach, but definitely one of the most genuine and one of my favorites of all time, a great family guy, great leader, strong faith and family background. Tell me what's going on in your life right now, Tua.
Man, I just finished my pro day yesterday, so really, really now I just left Nashville. I'm spending time with my family now.
Gotcha. That's so you're heading home to Birmingham probably right now. That's why you're in the car.
Yeah.
And Coach Locks almost screwed this deal up because I told you 7 p.m. But
yeah, you almost did.
But that's 6 p.m. your time.
I didn't know you were talking about 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Exactly. So again, I just like I screwed you up for the Heisman Trophy, I almost screwed my show up. But we're having all types of technical difficulties because of the win. But you know what we do when we face adversity? You took a sack on 1st and 10, and it was 2nd and 26. What do? We play the next play. So we played the next play. We brought you on first. Hopefully we'll get my guy Ryan Zimmerman on next. But talk about your pro day yesterday. I had a chance to watch a little bit on it online. Talk to me a little bit about how it went, how you thought it went.
I thought it went pretty good. Given the circumstances, we only had so much of the field to work with. But I mean, I'd like to thank all the guys too that have made it possible, especially with what's going on, you know, with COVID. So a lot of the guys that came out, we had a guy, his name is Kalijah, he's from Vandy. Jerry flew in to be able to catch. We had multiple other guys that came in to catch as well. But, I mean, we did it all under the precaution of you know, the 10 people limit. So there's about a total of 6 or 7 of us. So it was all good. And I appreciated everyone that kind of helped get that together. So it was good.
That's awesome that you were able to at least get a virtual pro day in to kind of show the people. And you know, I know I've taken quite a few calls where everybody's wanting to know, you know, are you healthy? Where are you? And one of the things I know from having been a part of coaching you for a couple of years and seeing your development is that, you know, you're resilient in how you bounce back. And so talk to me a little bit about COVID-19 and how that has affected or did affect a lot of your training. Did it affect you very much? And what types of things did you do to kind of help progress yourself while we were dealing with this pandemic?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's kind of affected me. A lot of the people in Nashville have been very gracious to open up some of their facilities to me and my trainer. So there was probably a total of 3 of us in the gym. We just were allowed to work out, and a lot of the guys there were generous to open up their facilities, you know, not just their gym, so to allow us to be able to go in and throw and also have a pro day. So that was good.
Right, and you guys dealt with the tornado down there as well, right? Because you were working out in the Nashville area, so you had to deal with a tornado. You had COVID-19, just a lot of setbacks, but you just kept finding a way. Kind of like I'm doing with this show right now. You see me as a talk show guy, man. Like this, I'm struggling.
No,
I'm like
never.
I'm panicked because I couldn't get a hold of you to make sure you knew it was 7 my time, and I had to call your dad. I had to figure out how to get a hold of you, and you're driving on your way back. We just got to keep making adjustments, but you seem to have continued to do that. So, look, I've been thinking a lot, and because I'm kind of stuck here by myself, for the last 3 weeks, and so I've been on my grill, all right? And one of your favorite days that we would have, what was your favorite day when we were together?
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. It was Thursday. We had burger nights.
Thursday night, man. Burger night.
Burger night.
So the last 2 days I've done burger night, and I sent you a video of it yesterday as I was cooking on the grill. I put the burgers with my special rub that I never have given you guys the recipe for.
Exactly. Which is crazy because you told us you'd give it to us at least some point, but you ain't give it to us yet.
No, you know what? I just may do that because you did save my butt tonight. I was really panicked. That's why I was a little disjointed when the show started, because it's like I didn't get a hold of you. We're having some issues with Zim logging on, and I'm just like, man. But so listen, all right, if you had your choice, your type of guy, if you had your choice and you had a team to play for, do you have any particular team, or are you going to play with whoever takes you?
Yeah, I'll play for whoever takes me. I just want to play, man. It doesn't matter what organization I go to, man. I just want to play. I look forward to playing in under any organization that's willing to take a chance on me. So.
Right. You know, one of the things that, you know, you keep hearing about, and this is what really kind of threw me off, was the fact that, you know, people talk about maybe he's injury prone, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But two of the surgeries you had, those tightrope surgeries, were done in an effort to get you back on the field quicker, and probably weren't necessary, obviously, but I mean, what do you say to the people that think maybe Tua's injury prone? What's been your approach to that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not playing Batman. You know, I'm not on the swim team. This is a physical sport. You know, you're gonna get hurt. I mean, that just comes with it. It was just very unfortunate that I got hurt every season. You know, right. So it's a part of the game. It's a contact sport. You know, so. I can only control what I can control. I can't control that.
Love it. I love that. Now, I know this is a special weekend for you, being a strong faith background guy, which is probably why you're heading home. What's your plans for this weekend on the Easter holiday? What do you guys got planned this weekend?
Man, we're probably planning to have a big brunch with each other, but just pretty much just spend time with the family. You know, I've been busy trying to get this virtual pro day thing going. And now that it's done, we can kind of check that box off and allow for some time to spend with the family and kind of still get ready for the draft.
Got it. Well, I can't tell you enough, man. I'm really, really proud of what you've done and how you've kept a just great attitude. I mean, I've seen it, but it's great for everybody else to finally witness, you know, a lot of the adversity that you faced. Especially missing the last few games of your career there at Alabama. And, you know, I think back to, and I don't know if you can see, but I've got the play right here over my right shoulder on the wall.
Second and 26.
That's the Seattle. It's Smitty, 42-5, red line, after we took a big sack. huge play in the game, obviously, to win the national championship as a true freshman, coming off the bench. Just talk about what that was like, man. Coming off the bench and having the opportunity to win a national championship. How special was that for you?
Man, that was very special. It wasn't just special for me and for the university, you know, and for our coaches and our players. Man, it was super special because my family they were there to actually witness all of that. So that's I guess that was the biggest thing for me, you know, is I had an opportunity to play, and you know, just the kind of support that I had from everyone, you know, and especially the situation that kind of me and Jalen were in and how Jalen went about handling himself. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better, I guess, way of doing things. So yeah, it was awesome.
It showed great teammanship. Both you guys handled it remarkably well. You guys competed. You guys both did some great things at Alabama for us. Obviously, I probably wouldn't be the head coach here at Maryland if it wasn't for the time we spent together in 2018 on offense, where we did some really good things but didn't finish the job. You know, that's the part for me that, you know, I always kind of look back and wanted that, you know, as well as we did, we didn't finish the job at the end in the championship. But I'm so excited for you, your mom, dad, Nalu, Diane, your family, for you guys to be in this position, which is a great position, because no matter who takes you, the one thing I tell everybody that I talk to, you're getting a great person that really makes the people around them better. Always gracious, always an attitude of gratitude. And again, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on my show, man. It's again.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you. I had a request though.
Okay, what's the request?
This is what you got to do though. You got to request like someone.
Okay.
Like, after you talk to someone, they have to request another person that you have to talk to.
The next person.
That'll be good, huh? All right. So you gotta. I request you to have Jerry Jeudy on the next show.
Man, have Jerry Jeudy on one of my shows Tuesday, Friday.
Now, you gotta have Jerry on one of the shows, man.
You know what? I will take that into consideration. I will get in touch with Mr. Jeudy. I'm sure there's quite a few people that would love to be on this show. This is one of the hottest shows in the DMV. And, you know, one of the reasons we have you on is obviously we've got a pretty hot pick with my childhood team with the Redskins. But, you know, you never know. I want to wish you luck. Make sure you drive safe.
Thank you.
All right, on your way home, and tell your parents I said hello. And just thanks so much for coming on, man. It's been great to spend some time with you. And, man, I'm really proud of you, Tua.
Thank you, Lox. Appreciate you, bro. Love you, man.
Love you, too. You drive safe, and we'll be in touch soon. All right, brother.
All right, bro.
The tough times we're dealing with Wi-Fi issues. Coach Lox dropped the ball because he told Tua to be on at 7, but assumed that he understood it was going to be 6 p.m. his time. And, you know, you guys have no idea what I had to go through to get Tua on. But let's take some questions. If you got some questions as we wait to get our next guest on, anything you got, shoot it at me. I'm going to read some of the stuff here as we wait. We're still working on getting Zim on here. I know Abir is working behind the scenes diligently. We had to flip the script a little bit, but as a coach, you get used to being able to adjust and having to adjust on the fly, which that's what we're doing right now. So, Lox, how I get some of that gear? Big Moan 22, how do I get some of that gear? Well, I know this. We've got a bookstore on campus. All right. Our Terp gear is online as well. So any of the Terp gear you want, or you can go onto our UA platform, Under Armour platform, tremendous amount of gear on there. So somebody asked, what's up with Burger Night, Coach? So now, Burger Night was a lot easier when you were coaching one side of the football. You know, as the head coach, to have Burger Night every Thursday, be a little tough because that's 110 guys. Whereas when it was Burger Night, we'd have probably 40 to 45 guys come through. This was a tradition that we'd had back at my previous place, where on Thursday, because we got off the field and coaches were able to go home right after practice, and I would go buy a whole bunch of ground beef, and literally it was burgers. And I had this special rub that I got from my guy Steve Chavez down in New Mexico, and it's a dry rub that you put on the burgers. And I know the offensive players at my previous stop really enjoyed and loved Burger Night, so they wore me out. It was a great time to again bond as a team, bond as a unit on offense, and it was something that we all look forward to. Please talk about the 2021 quarterback. Well, obviously I can't talk about the 2021 quarterback that we're recruiting. So, you know, obviously we can't talk about recruits in the 2021 class because they haven't signed. So we can't necessarily discuss 2021 quarterbacks. But just know this, we are on the hunt to go get a quarterback to compete with. We got two big-time quarterbacks in our program. We expect Josh Jackson to take a huge step forward. Year two in the program, he's had a great offseason prior to the COVID-19 situation. And we've seen Lance Lejeune, the freshman we recruited last year, again, continue to take huge steps in his development. So it's great that we got two guys that we feel are capable of running the show. But obviously, we got to create depth and we got to recruit more quarterbacks. So we're definitely in the hunt for a quarterback in the 2021 class. And with that, man, I'm gonna bring on our first the guest we were supposed to bring on before. And I'm gonna just tell you right now, it's March. What is it? April now, and it's a lot different now than it was last April, where these guys were able to go out and play baseball. This guy is Mr. DC. I used to think because I grew up in the city that I was DC, Mr. DC, but I mean, this guy has done some wonderful things in our community. He's been with our Nationals since their inception. I'm excited to have him on. I introduced you already, Zim. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, and this is live, and I am not your normal TV host, so I was terrible at trying to kill time, but it's great to have you on. As you can see, I got my shark here. In honor of you, got my red towel back here. Finish the fight. Let's bring on the Nats first baseman, Mr. DC, Mr. National, Ryan Zimmerman. What's going on, Zim?
How you doing, Coach? Sorry about that. Definitely, it's not your fault. It's definitely my fault. I don't have any of this stuff. So we're pure panic mode over here.
Well, just know this. I'm gonna tell you how my day started. Is that I told Tua to come on at 7, and I realized he's in Nashville, so he's probably thinking 7 is time. He's driving home, so I hadn't got a hold of him. You're having technical difficulties. I had to figure out how to get a hold of Tua. He gets on. We flip, and guess what? We're going to make it work. And I know we've had a lot of people that are excited that we were going to have you on. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on in your life. No baseball. I know you did tell me that you are expecting. You guys are expecting. You and your wife are expecting. What's your life been like with COVID-19?
Yeah, man, we're at home, kind of waiting it out like everyone else. We have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old girl as well, and then my wife is due at the beginning of June. So it's busy times over here. It's cold and windy, and you can't really get outside. Those are the tougher days. You know, we're lucky we got a nice big yard where they can get outside and play. And most part, the weather's been nice, but just doing what we can to stay in and stay safe, you know, do whatever we can to help out with this thing and get to the other side.
No doubt. So you're very fortunate because I've heard some of the horror stories of having to do homeschooling with some of these kids in that 8th through 12th grade, and they've got this thing called new math or something that, I mean, I've talked to a bunch of parents and, you know, doing my recruiting calls and some of our coaches that have kids at home, and they are struggling with having to teach. Talk a little bit about, do you have anybody in school, or what are you guys doing with the kids? Are they doing anything? Yeah. You got a 6-year-old.
Our 6-year-old is in kindergarten, so she doesn't have any of the new math stuff, but they started doing some sort of math stuff called subitizing, which me and my wife both had to look up. We waited until she bed that night to look it up so she can see it. But I'm like, I gotta look up stuff for kindergarten math. I got no chance nowadays. So but yeah, I mean, we're doing as much as we can to keep them stimulated. You know, we try and do an hour or two every day. The school system out here has done a good job. They send home, you know, once a week in the mail, they send kind of a packet of what they sort of would have done at school. You know, my mom, teacher, I always appreciated teachers, but I think a lot of people are appreciating teachers a lot more right about now.
No doubt.
The patience that it takes and just the commitment to getting these kids to learn. But it's been a fun time for our family. I'm gone all the time. You know how that's about being gone all the time. And this is some time that I get with these girls that I never would have got before. So we're trying to look at it in a positive way and make the best out of a tough situation.
A lot of kind of similar to what you guys did for my favorite baseball team last year. You guys were at the 500 point. You got at the midway point. You were below 500. You kept your head in the game. You guys continued to fight through. Talk about what that was like, because I know as a coach, and I followed it really closely. I've used examples of it and how you guys. I mean, even you know, you guys are down two runs in the first World Series game in the second inning, and we're all nervous and. You send the first one out the park. Talk a little bit about what it was like and what drove you guys from going from being behind 500 to winning a World Series.
Yeah, I just think it was a special collection of guys. I think we had a good group of veteran guys that have been there before and kind of been through everything you could possibly be through. Some young guys, we had a 20 and a 21-year-old. So the veteran older guys kind of fed off of those young guys' energy. And you know, when we were 19-31, we had just got swept in a 4-game series at Citi Field by the Mets. And it was kind of the point where, you know, we could have either packed it in and, you know, kind of obviously finished the season out, but just sort of coasted and made our off-season travel plans early. Or, you know, we did what we did. We kind of said, listen, guys, we're just going to take it one day at a time. We got nothing to lose. Let's go out there each day and try and win that game. I think it's, you know, that's a corny sports cliche, but honestly, that's what got us back to where we needed to be. And I think once we got to September and we're really in the thick of it then, we'd been playing playoff baseball games since June 1st. So, you know, having that grind so much longer than the other teams, once we got to the playoff grind and into the playoffs, it was just, honestly, it was like regular season games. There was no added pressure. You're almost playing with house money at that point.
No doubt, man. It was so fun to watch. And you know, I know I was racing home and after work. And, you know, my assistant, Abir, who I know was working with you, I mean, she is a diehard Nats fan. And she actually went to one of the World Series games. And it was just so refreshing for us in this community, especially with the Caps did the year previous and then you guys doing it. I guess it's up to me now to maybe get these Terps going a little bit in football. And I don't know if you saw my little dig, and I'm glad you didn't take it too personal about your UVA guy. You know, they used to be.
We're in a different conference now, so we're good.
Yeah, we're good. You can root for the Terps. We're in the Big Ten. You guys are in the ACC. But look, so you and your wife Heather, you guys do so much in the DC community. You're involved in a lot of great things. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys are planning or have done. And look forward to doing.
Right. Yeah, I'm very lucky to have played my entire career here. So I've been here for, you know, 15 years. And, you know, the coolest part about that, besides the sports aspect of it, is the community. You know, so many guys bounce around. They play 4 or 5 different cities. And don't really get to kind of lay roots down and meet people. And I've been fortunate enough to meet people and create relationships that are going to go way, way longer than my baseball career will. So it's kind of a no-brainer for us to start doing some stuff in the community. I've had a foundation called the Zims Foundation for pretty much 15 years. My mother has MS. She's battled that since I was about 12 years old. You know, at this time now with all the coronavirus stuff going on, I'm a part owner in one of the restaurants by the stadium, and they had to lay off basically all their workers. So we did a sort of a raffle social media thing there to raise money for all the laid off workers. We ended up raising about $65,000.
Wow.
So that'll be split up equally, and you know, anything at this time for those people is helpful. I mean, $1,000, $2,000, it goes so far. And you know, now that we've been home for a little bit, my wife and I are in the process of rolling out something for some frontline healthcare workers. That should be live here in the next, probably in the next 2 days. We're really close to getting it out there. But, you know, this thing's going to last for a little while. So we wanted to do something and get something organized that could have some legs and you know, really focus on feeding these people some meals, them and their families. And, you know, they're working around the clock and literally putting their lives in danger to save other people's lives. So I can't say enough about those frontline healthcare workers. I mean, those are the real heroes in all this. And, you know, hopefully in a day or two, we'll be able to kind of put out what we're doing, but we're really excited about it.
Well, that is so awesome to hear. But again, I'm not surprised. And you know, you, Heather, and your family have just been just staples here in the DMV community. You know, that neighborhood where Nats Park was built is my backyard. That was, I grew up literally on 4th Street right there in Southwest. And just to see the commerce and the business that you guys have brought to that area and to D.C. has just been great. I can't thank you enough for coming on my show, man. This has been fun. It's great to get to meet you. If there's anything that we can do as Terps to help you with any of the stuff that you're doing, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, man. And it was great to see you. I know you got bedtime. You're putting the kids down. And I appreciate tell Heather, thank you so much for allowing you to do this, man. But on behalf of the DMV, man, we are so proud of what you guys did last season, bringing us a championship, the way you have been such a staple here in this area, and all the good things you're doing in our community. We can't thank you enough, and we wish you the best moving forward. I hear you guys may be starting up soon. I did read the article. You weren't too excited about maybe this whole play baseball out in Arizona and go out there.
We'll see what happens. I mean, everyone wants sports back, you know. I think it would give people something to watch. I think it's a good stress relief. It's a good mental relief. And, you know, all of us want to play. I think sports will be back. We got to make sure it makes sense. But, you know, we're all excited for it to get back. And, yeah, you guys should, once we do get back, come on out to bring some of the guys out, bring your staff out, and come hang out. Davey loves having visitors in the clubhouse. You can come out and spend a day with us. And, you know, we'd love to have you. So I appreciate you having me on and dealing with my old man social media inadequacies. It's real to get on this thing, man. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Hey, in football, it's called audibling out. We had to audible. I had to flip things, make it work. We made it work, man. And again, thanks so much. You made one person really excited. The beer is behind this ring light I have here in my basement, jumping up and down because of the invite. So we may have to get her out there. Thanks again to Heather. I appreciate her. And you guys be safe.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
All right, Zim. Appreciate you.
See ya.
Again, another great show. I know we're a little longer than normal. We battled through the technical difficulties. As a good coach always does, you got to have a play in your pocket to call when the clock is ticking down. And I want to thank both Tua and Zim for making time. And we battled through the Wi-Fi issues. Coach Locke screwed it up issues. But I thought we had another great show. And the great part about it for me is, you know, this isn't a stage show. We're just guys and got people talking sports, talking DMV. To give us an outlet from COVID-19 and all that it has brought. Again, I can't stress enough, if we want to get back to playing sports, we all got to do our part. We need to stay home and follow the advice of our medical experts. We all can speed this process up by just doing the right thing. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Come back and join us on Tuesday night. We've got another good group of people coming on. I'm excited about it. Thanks for spending the last 39 minutes with us. Look forward to seeing you guys Tuesday. Go Terps.